on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me on the show is 866-444-3478. I am the Dirt Doctor, as Logan said. We talk about organic gardening, farming, ranching, landscaping, plant issues, pest control, compost kinds of things, and environmental issues as well. The telephone number, again, 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter's free. All you have to do is fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you'll get it on a weekly basis. It comes out over a period of time. There's so many people that get it. It takes several days for it to all get out. So you get it when you get it. We don't make any promises about what day it gets there, but it is a weekly event, and the price is pretty good. It's zero. The other thing I was going to tell you about is that this hour is brought to you by just a whole bunch of people that support the show, and we're delighted to have them on board. You hear the ads on the radio. You see the banner ads on our website over there on the right-hand side. And you can get information about them there. That's the easiest way to do it. And if you've got any questions about their services, let us know. We'd be glad to help. But the advertisers are kind of wide-ranging. Dr. O'Hara's products, they have a product now called Reg Active, which is there's three different versions of it. It's a detox product that's just fantastic. If you haven't seen that, look into that. Crazy Water is the water, mineral water, that we recommend highly. Eco-Safe Pest Controls, the local Dallas-Fort Worth area pest control company that uses the natural organic techniques. Maestro Grow products across the board. We love and recommend the Rhodies Green Sense products are terrific. Medina's products across the board are terrific. We have a pot system called Smart Pot that I just love. In fact, I was messing around with one of the Smart Pots yesterday, putting a new plant in. I've been experimenting with various things. They basically are fabric like you see the professional growers use, and that's what they were first into, and then they got into making these pots for the homeowners, and they are terrific for backyard gardening, for vegetable gardening, herb gardening, things like that. They're easy to move around, portable. They don't have circling and girdling roots like hard pots do. One of the coolest things any of the listeners have ever shown us came from some people. Looked like they lived out in the country to a degree because it wasn't a real urban setting, but they had had trouble with weeds in their vegetable garden in the past. And they set up a system that we put on the website. I think we did a newsletter about it, in fact, too, where they put down the fabric, the weed-blocking fabric on the ground. And this is a way I do recommend it. I normally don't for using in landscaping beds. But in this case, they put it down on the surface, so it was a smothering, a solid fabric like you see in some of the nurseries. And then on top of that, they put the Smart Pot, so they totally eliminated ever having to weed. I thought it was really cool, and they're getting really good production. Even though these pots are black, they do are cool. They have a cooling effect because they are porous. They come in several colors. The most common color is a dark gray, almost a black color, but it's really good. And then More Tree Care and Landscaping Services is a local company that we work with. It just does a great job of the natural organic approach, and there's many more folks that you'll see. Just look at the banner as I'm forgetting some people. I'll try to add that to the comments before this hour is over. But if I don't, the banner ads are there on the right-hand side of the page on dirtdoctor.com. Over on the left-hand side of the page is a green button, and it's the members area, Organic Club of America. And there's more benefits there than under the just the basic part of the website, which is extremely deep and full of information. You don't have to do the members thing, but it is available to you if you'd like. Let's go to Portland, Oregon now. And Deanna, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Do you have any suggestions on how to get rid of very tiny ants? I have them inside in one spot in the kitchen, and I'm sure they're outside all over.
Well, it kind of depends on exactly what they are. There's a lot of different kind of little ants. We cover them fairly well on the website. We did a newsletter not too long ago, so you might look at the newsletter archives and see the one that we did on ants. No matter what they are, here are some basic tips. The first one is what I mentioned to the caller in the first hour about squash bugs, and that's to use a hand. Have a little hand vac around all the time. The one I use is called a Shark. And if you have ant problem in electrical devices is what I first used it on. And it sounds like it would be, you know, less than an effective way to go, but it worked great on ants and other insects as well. The second thing you can do is dust with a variety of things. Ants cannot stand black pepper. They can't stand hot red pepper. Black pepper is probably better. They also were repelled by cinnamon dusted in the problem area. They're killed by dusting with natural diatomaceous earth or borate products, the boric acid products. And you can also, and this is a good idea in general anyway, because you can do all kinds of things like clean the vegetables when you bring them home from the grocery store with orange oil products. There are products that are specifically made for cleaning your vegetables from the grocery store. They kill ants also. And they also, any of those orange oil products are great for cleaning the countertops, which helps set up a repelling situation, helps you with the ants and other insects. And also, the fragrance is just terrific. So those are the main things that I would recommend. There's also some baits that you can either buy or make. On our website under guides, we have some of the formulas for the baits that I've used in the past and had good luck with. Some of them are made from peanut butter and boric acid. Others are made from other sugar and bait attractants. But all of those things work, and usually it's a combination of all of the above that works the best. But don't discount the little hand vac. You know, it's good for a lot of things, but vacuuming up ants that and other insects around in the house and even outside in electrical boxes and things like that, it's a terrific tool.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Bye-bye. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and here's Gordon in Missoula, Montana. Hi, Gordon.
Good morning. I have a problem with algae. We had a lot of hot weather here until the last 3 days, and I had a lot of algae in. I have a closed circuit pond system with a little creek going through and on into a low pond and then into a deeper pond, but I was getting a lot of algae in there, and I happened to hear on the radio last week, just for a second, that you were talking about hydrogen peroxide for algae. How do I use
How do you do it? Well, I tell you what I do at home, and I have a koi pond that has four levels of waterfalls and ends up down in the bottom basin where the koi and our two little turtle friends stay, and they come out and join the fish every evening to get some food. But we have algae from time to time in there. The one I have the most regularly, Gordon, is string algae. Do you know which algae you have?
Yes, it's a string algae.
Okay. Well, the hydrogen peroxide is great for it. And what I do is the string algae primarily resides in areas where the water's moving. Is that the case with you?
Yes.
Okay. Shut the system down so the water's not moving for it to work best. If you leave it moving, if there's no way to do that, you can treat the string algae with it moving. But if you shut the system down so the water's still while you're doing the treatment, it's best. And then you put in the hydrogen peroxide, just the regular stuff from the grocery store, the 3%, and you put in a quart per 100 gallons of water. roughly. I don't think that there's that big a deal about exactly the formula. If you want to be careful about it, and it's probably a good idea, go to my website, dirtdoctor.com, and if you go to a past newsletter about hydrogen peroxide, or if you go into the library, either one, and go alphabetically to hydrogen peroxide, we've done a chart for everybody that talks about the mixing rates. But the hydrogen peroxide will knock it out better than any toxic chemical out there and not hurt your fish at all.
Sounds good. I'll give it a shot. And thank you very much.
Let me know how it works for you.
Thank you.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth. Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. And the we got a full board. Before I go back to the phones, a couple of things. I just wanted to mention some of the sponsors, the people that support the show and or the website and keep us on the air. Just a quick shout out, Unique Lighting, the lighting company that I use, just terrific company. Texas Pure Products, mulches, compost, and all that kind of thing here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Turfalo, the buffalo grass, developed out in West Texas and Texas Tech. Bonnie Plants, Spriggs Brothers, an organic company that takes care of your property instead of the chemical lawn way of doing it. Arbico, mail order company that does organic stuff. King Lawn Sprinkler, my sprinkler company, not mine, but the one we use, that just terrific company and great people to work with. Black Cow Products, manure and compost products. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. You hear me talk about it and write about it a lot. It's the only selective, I should say, weed control that's organic, that's on the market. Azomite is a terrific natural rock mineral soil amendment. Headache, Mosquito Steve's, I should mention also, and Headache Relief Alternatives. That's Dr. Alan Sprinkle. If you've heard him on the show in the past, I'm going to see him this week, as a matter of fact, looking forward to that. But he's gotten into helping people with headaches and other related kinds of things. So thanks to all the people that help us do what we do. Back to the phones here. Linda in Flower Mound is next up. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Howard. It's good to hear your healthy voice again.
I'm feeling good. It was a real awakening, I'll tell you.
And thanks for giving advice to everyone else and sharing your experience. That was very, very courageous.
You bet.
So I have two questions. My first one is, I expanded a flower bed last year, dug out the grass, painful. I tilled in green sand, compost, molasses. It's beautiful. The flowers are doing great.
Okay.
The problem is the path. I created two paths to walk up to the pond with stepping stones, and I put decomposed granite down.
All right.
I keep getting spurge in that decomposed granite.
Welcome to the club.
Well, I pull it out, but it's maddening, and I'm thinking if I could improve the soil over that decomposed granite, maybe the spurge isn't coming in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I know spurge is a sign of poor soil, but I'm afraid of putting fertilizing organically or otherwise. Well, it's going to be organic because it's right next to the pond, but I'm afraid of encouraging the spurge.
Well, let me tell you, I've had a lot of experience with the decomposed granite and the related weed issue. There was a nursery that I talked into putting it in as their paving system, and they let the weeds get ahead of them and never, you know, said that they could get it back under control. I have a decomposed walkway in the front of our office going in. The weeds come into it very quickly, and the reason is, it's one of the reasons why it makes such a good bed preparation ingredient. There, in decomposed granite, there is clay soil in addition to the granite, and you've got kind of this perfect situation for certain kind of weeds to grow. Spurge is one of them that really likes to grow. Portulaca and purslane also grow in mine. The tool that you need to use, and then you don't need to worry about really anything else, is called a stirrup hoe. And a stirrup hoe looks like a stirrup, thus the name, and it swivels just a little bit. And you take it and you real lightly just rake it back and forth on any kind of gravel. A pea gravel driveway we have, it works even better. But on decomposed granite, just rake it back and forth, and it kills the little young weed seedlings as they're getting started. And if you just do that once a week or so, the weed problem will go away.
Okay. Thanks. Second question. I had an oleander that kept getting zapped over the winter, and I finally just gave it up and dug it out.
That's the best choice in Dallas.
Then to backfill, I used a bag of composted cow manure, and I covered it with mulch for this season. I want to know if I can plant edible things there, like herbs or a tomato plant next year, with the oleander being so...
You're worried about the toxicity of oleander?
Yeah.
That's not a problem. The toxicity would not be bioavailable and exchange and grow into another plant at all.
All right.
I wouldn't worry about that a bit.
Well, there'll be an herb garden there next year.
Okay. All righty. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Decomposed granite is kind of an interesting material because it makes a terrific paving. It packs in real well and makes a good sitting area or walkway system or whatever. Doesn't move around, splash around. But it does grow plants very well. And certain ones, like we mentioned there, grow in there. But that, once again, stirrup hoe, you know, how you spell it? S-T-I-R-R-U-P, stirrup hoe, or one R. Mr. Speller here, it is a wonderful tool that every gardener ought to have, and it's really easy to use, doesn't take a lot of effort, and it is good for a lot of different, you can use it in a bed that just has soil, it's not just for gravel and hard surfaces. Okay, back to the phone, Lou in Ovilla is next up. Hello, Lou.
How are you this morning, Art?
Doing well, thank you, sir.
Good. Chiggers. Every year we combat these things, and I've been using every year the powdered sulfur, and I put it in my spreader. It's kind of like a hit and miss type procedure.
Yeah, and that can cause a problem if you use it too often, too. Lou, can you hang on with me so we won't be rushed?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to be back with you after this break. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number, and there's one line open at 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Lee, starting to talk, with Lou about chiggers. You there, Lou?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, to start with, so I don't forget to do this, sulfur is a control for chiggers. If it really is chiggers, it works pretty well. But putting out sulfur on your property on a regular basis can be a real problem. If you put out sulfur more than 200 pounds per acre, which is, five pounds per 1,000 square feet on an annual basis, that's pushing the envelope a little bit. And if you do more than that, what you start doing is you really start killing a lot of microbes in the soil. And at some point, you can actually sterilize the soil with sulfur. So it's one of those, none of the one element products I like very much because it's too easy to overdo it and cause a much bigger problem than you had already. But if you do it very, very lightly, it's an okay kind of thing to do. If it really is chiggers, you can also get some effect from some of the milder pest control products that we talk about, some of the fancy soaps like BioWash or Plant Wash, the heavy duty artillery, which is not good if there's any honeybees around, would be spinosad. But the best thing to do on chiggers is to make sure that there's enough moisture in the soil. And that's why I keep saying if you have chiggers. Do you have any birds very much, any chickens or hens?
Turkeys? We're on a couple acres, Howard, and we have a lot of wildlife. And I don't think I'm overusing the sulfur, the dry.
Okay. All right.
But my question was, when I looked in your book, and you suggested mixing with water and applying it that way. And I was wondering how effective that is as far as mixing it with water and as far as being able to cover it more effectively than using a spreader, which I'm not getting a good spread all over the area that I'm trying to cover.
But, with the dry application?
With the dry, yeah. And we have a lot of birds out here, squirrels, rabbits, et cetera, and I know it's a toxic material, but we do have chiggers.
Well, if it's chiggers, it's easier to control than the other thing I was going to bring up to you. And I think spraying it liquid is fine. Mixing it, you know, wettable sulfur and spraying it out liquid is no problem at all. Just be very careful, and for everybody listening, to not overuse sulfur, because you can literally sterilize the soil with the stuff if you overuse it. The other possibility, Lou, is bird mites, not chiggers. And this year, I've been getting a lot of calls from people, and I'm almost positive it's bird mites or chicken mites rather than chiggers, because chiggers don't like moist conditions. They like dry, almost deserty type conditions. And if it's the bird mites, the dust, and this will help you with the chiggers to a degree, but I think it'd help more so if it's bird mites. And this is for the people listening that might have this problem. Doing a light broadcasting of diatomaceous earth, or mixing it in with the sulfur and spraying it, once it goes back to a dry condition, it will actually help control those guys pretty well.
Well, because of the area that I had to try to cover, I don't think it's – now, we've had a lot of rain, obviously, coming through May and into June, but
sure.
I don't think the moisture is a problem or a combative for the chiggers. So a lot of the areas are dry,
okay.
We have pasture right next to our acre that we live on. So I think dry conditions are probably what we're looking at here, and – it's all the signs of chigger bites.
Okay,
are
looks
they
like
same as,
yeah.
You're talking about the bird mite. How does that show up on the skin?
Bird mite looks different. So that's a good point. It looks more like a fire ant bite, forms a little pustule. And the chiggers is just a red spot. So stick with your sulfur. Spray it liquid to get better coverage. You could mix it one little. Thing that you could do is you could mix it with your Garrett juice spray and get a fertilizer application done at the same time you put out the chigger control. So give that a thought too.
Does the sulfur mix good with water?
Yeah, if you get the wettable sulfur.
Oh, you have to buy the wettable?
Yeah. Now, you could try it with whatever you have, but at the worst case scenario, put out the sulfur that you have dry. And then the next time you buy the sulfur, get the wettable powder.
I didn't know it came in wettable powder.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The last question I have is, okay. if I've got further questions, going to your website, is there a respond time that you can get back to me, or just how does that work?
Well, what we try to do, and it's been a little different here, Lou, because if you've heard my last couple of shows, I was in the hospital for about a week, and so I got really behind on a bunch of stuff. But if the members get the first response, we go through and answer the members' questions first, and then people that aren't members, we try to answer as soon as we can, is all I can tell you. So,
I'm a member. I realize that you're basically going all over the world now with your broadcast.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming in, but send me, if you haven't been answered quickly enough and you're a member, send it again and make a note on it that you are, and Doug and I will get back with you as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, appreciate the call.
Take care. Bye.
And we're catching up slowly but surely on everything. By the way, we've got a full board, and I'll go back real quickly here, but I wanted to say one thing because I keep trying to work it in. I keep running out of time to do it. The EPA has done something that's pretty bizarre. I did a Facebook entry on this, so a lot of you have already seen it, but those of you who have not, the EPA has made this brilliant decision, to say that glyphosate, Roundup, is not an endocrine disruptor. It says this has been a difficult couple of months for glyphosate following the International Agency for Research on Cancer's recent classification of glyphosate as a group 2A probable carcinogen. Yada, yada, yada. It's got a big website here. It says, now, though, we've got the formal confirmation of something we knew all along. Glyphosate does not pose any threat to the endocrine system, which is all a bunch of BS. If you want to see more on this story, this is just a great case of the EPA being so helpful to, you know, the health of and well-being of the country. You can go to my website. It's facebook.com/thedirtdoctor gets you to Facebook, and this article is there, just a couple of postings down, so scroll down and see it. But that's a bunch of malarkey. Roundup is a definite big problem, not just with endocrine disruption, but with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, and autism in children, and a list of other things. Greg in Graham, Texas, is next up. Hello, Graham.
Yes, how are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you, sir.
Good. I've got a major problem with mold.
Okay.
I was calling to see if you had any recommendations or any ideas how to treat those or get rid of them.
You're talking about the furry little beasts, I assume?
Yes, the ones that make tunnels through your yard.
Yeah, y'all have a store in Graham, I believe. At least you used to. I hope you still do. That sells a lot of organic products. It's right downtown, and they might have some products in stock that would help you. One would be any product that contains hot pepper and castor oil. Those work as repellents for moles pretty well. The other thing that I've gotten really good feedback on is a little mechanical device that you can put in the garden area or the landscaping. And it's on a little stake that goes in the ground. The top has a solar panel on it, and it rattles and puts out a vibration and a frequency every so often. There's a hardware store, a big national hardware store, that's called Harbor Freight, and they have the device in stock. If your local hardware stores and garden centers don't have them in stock.
So would I just take that pepper or whatever and put it down in the tunnel?
Yeah, you can broadcast it. You can inject it, mix it liquid and inject it down in the tunnels, and that works. I think that the mechanical device, though, actually works better than the treatment, and it lasts longer because you put it out there and it lasts for a long time. And since it runs on solar energy, you know, you don't have to be replacing batteries and things like that very much at all.
I appreciate it.
Give those two things a try and give me some feedback, okay?
We'll do it. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ogden, Utah now and talk to Larry. Hello, Larry.
Morning.
Morning.
I called a couple of weeks ago and asked some questions about garret juice, and I just thought of a couple more.
Okay.
One was, how long can you store it, you know, when you buy it in the jugs? I'm talking about Garret Juice Pro.
Well, you can store it indefinitely, and about the worst thing that happens, Larry, well, two things with the Garret Juice Pro with the microbes in it. The two things that would be bad is that the microbes in it that are asleep, they're in a dormant state, would go bad for some reason. But what they give you as a shelf life is really a lot shorter than it actually is in real life. So they'll last a long time because of the form that they're put in the product in. The other thing that can happen in Garret juice in general, when it's in a shelf or opened and then stored in your garage for a period of weeks or months, is that it will tend to grow a clumpy kind of mess on the surface. And what that is biological activity happening and dead bodies of microbes and that sort of thing building up on the surface. That doesn't hurt anything at all. What you do is just to use it, strain that part out, run it through a mesh like would be in a window screen or something like that, you know, some mm-hmm. kind of a filter, a cheese filter or something like cheesecloth filter. That's cheesecloth might be too fine. You need something maybe a little bigger than that. But anyway, screen it out, toss that in the compost pile. It's fine material to put in the beds or in compost, but it will simply clog up the sprayer.
Right.
Is the reason you need to do it. But other than that, no big deal. It's ideal to use Garrett juice up in a relatively short period of time so it doesn't develop the clumpiness.
So does heat or cold affect the microbes too?
Heat will make it clump up faster. Yeah, it'll go faster. In cold, it's more stable and will last longer. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating often isn't even triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that can make your stomach swell and bloat, and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps by efficiently breaking down food that is challenging to digest. As a result, the undigested food occupies less space, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The Sick Tree Treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Let's go to Nebraska City and talk to Diane. Hello, Diane.
Good morning, Howard. Nice to speak with you.
Yeah, same here. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. I've got a lot of little green onions, and they just seem like they all want to go to seed. Is there any way to prevent that?
No, not really. It's when a plant is bolting, going to seed, it's maturing, and sometimes the weather can cause that. Sometimes too much or too little water can cause that situation. What's your rain been like there? Y'all been pretty dry?
No, it's been wet this year.
Y'all have had plenty of moisture?
Uh-huh.
That's something that this year my onions were, you know, we've had tremendous production on certain things, the biggest asparagus I've ever seen, but my onions were fairly small. So I don't know if there's something in the moon going on or something about onions, but I've had other people have had some really big ones and have given me some of theirs. So I don't see anything that's real consistent there. Onions are big feeders. Do you fertilize with organic fertilizer pretty regularly?
Yeah, I use a lot of compost and cow manure and that sort of thing.
Is this unusual? Is this different than your normal production?
No, it's pretty much for the norm.
The same thing, huh? Okay, well, let me tell you one little trick that I have learned from another organic gardener that I think it would be something worth you trying next crop. Obviously, there's not much we can do for this one. But the next time you do onions, do you plant them in the spring real early spring, or do you try to get something started in the fall? And your weather, you probably can't do it till spring, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, mostly spring.
Okay.
Yeah, I do scatter them out even into the summer, and sometimes that will make them bolt.
Okay. Well, what might help your situation and other people doing onions as well is this technique. When you plant the transplants, or when you plant seed and the transplant and the seed are sprouted and starting to grow, but especially when you're planting transplants, which most people do, you're planting them obviously in a bare bed. So right after they've been planted, you fertilize the entire bed with corn gluten meal. And the reason corn gluten meal is such a cool thing here is that it's a high nitrogen type, relatively high nitrogen for an organic fertilizer. And it also has the ability to prevent weed seed germination. So you get this real good heavy feeding of the plants, and you keep the weed germination down, which would be a competition to the onions. And after you do the corn gluten meal application, you put either partially completed compost or a shredded tree trimmings mulch on the bed holding the moisture in there. And I think both of those techniques will help you really get a lot more fertility to the bulbs and have bigger onions.
Okay, sounds like an idea.
Give that a shot and see how it works and let me know.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Bye.
The number is 866-444-3478. I can't go the show without saying this. Y'all probably know, especially the golfers out there, we got another show going on. We got another Jordan Spieth show. Of course, this young gentleman has just thrilled the world already with winning the Masters and the U.S. Open. And he's playing in the John Deere, which most people, I think, probably recommend that he not do, so he could go ahead and go to Scotland and get ready for the Open Championship there. But he had promised to be at the Deere, the John Deere, and so that's where he is. First day, shot even par. A lot of people were murmuring he's just going to play and make his appearance and not make the cut and going over to Scotland and get ready for the Open. No, not so much. After shooting even par the first day, the second day he shoots 64, gets back in the hunt. Yesterday, 61, shot a new record for his play in the pros and is leading the tournament by two shots. Today, I'd probably win. I certainly wouldn't bet against him. And then those of you that are gamblers, I wouldn't bet against him next week at the Open. If he does the incredible, obviously the odds are, you know, through the roof against him to be able to win next year, the third major in a row. If he does it, he will be one of two people in the world to have ever done that. Pretty cool stuff. Let's go back to the West and go to Jensen, Utah, and talk to Russ. Hey, Russ.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing great. Thanks.
Hey, I called you a couple of years ago about some willows that I had, and I've got that problem solved, and the willows are doing really good.
Okay, good.
What I have a question about is I have a species of a tomato plant called a triple crop.
All right.
And the blossoms are falling off. Okay. The stems are kinking, and then I got lots of blossoms, but the blossoms fall off.
Okay, real quickly, we're about to run out of time, and I'll put you on hold if we need to talk more off the air. But for holding blossoms on a plant, you need to maintain the moisture level real evenly. That's one of the things that can cause flowers to abort on a tomato and other plants. The other thing is, if you're not already doing it, get a mixture of Garrett juice, make your own mixture from the formula on my website, or buy a commercial product. Drench the soil and spray the plant on a regular basis. Nothing helps to set buds and hold the buds and the flowers on a plant more than that mixture that's called Garrett juice, which is compost, tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And then maintain that moisture with some mulch, and it'll help with what you're having a problem with. I'll put you on hold. We'll talk off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The phone number to be with me is 866-444-3478.